Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is John, returning a call back with Craftsy Video Membership. How can I help you?
Okay. I was with Blueprint. Actually, I was with Craftsy and then Blueprint and then back to Craftsy. First of all, I didn't know it, but my Blueprint was under two different emails, but it was all one account. That was the first thing. My classes did not transfer over. And then on top of that, Craftsy has charged me twice.
What's the email address?
Okay, the first one is aabrams9@cox.net.
Could you spell it for me?
Yes, aabrams, as in Sam, 9@cox.net.
All right, and verify the name and the address.
Okay, the name and address is Alicia Abrams, 12315 Julian Avenue, Lakeside, California, 92040.
All right, thank you for that, ma'am. I see that you got a premium annual active membership. Now, this membership here won't expire until January the 7th, 2022.
Okay, but they've charged me again on October 29th.
All right, give me one moment, ma'am, while I look over that charge.
Okay.
All right, let's see here, ma'am.
They've done is charged me under each email address. But that's not what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to combine my email addresses and transfer all my classes over.
All right, just a moment, ma'am. One moment.
Sure.
All right, ma'am. Now, do you have another email address for another account?
I have another email address, but it's all the same account.
Okay, what's that email address?
It's aabrams99@gmail.com.
All right, just a moment, ma'am, while I pull this account up.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am. Now, with this account, I found this account won't expire until October the 28th, 2021. So I found both. So one account expires January the 7th, 2022. Then the other one expires October the 28th, 2021.
But I'm not supposed to have two accounts. This is all for me. I just want one account.
Okay, so which one do you want?
Well, first of all, they were supposed to transfer all of my classes over to one and just combine the accounts. That's what they told me they would do.
Okay, well, ma'am, well, really, that's probably not a good idea. And the reason why I say that is because as of right now, if you were to cancel one of these accounts, we owe you $58.29. And if you were to cancel the other account, we owe you $79.99. So that's maybe the reason why they had to merge these accounts together, because if you do that, then you're going to lose some money.
Okay.
So,
can you, by looking at it, can you tell me where the bulk of my classes are?
I sure can. Give me one moment. So,
okay.
but this is what we need to do.
Okay.
I can still do that, but let me give you a suggestion, and I think this is the way that it needs to go for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, again, one of these accounts doesn't expire until October. So if you cancel that account, we could give you a refund of what's left from here to October. Then once we get it canceled and once you get your refund, then we can merge the accounts together, if that makes sense.
Okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah, because if you do it like that, then you're actually going to be losing money. And I know that you... I don't know you very well, but I don't think you like
money. Yeah, I don't want to lose money. No.
Exactly. So no one does, I don't think. So let me look at this account. Now, the first one I'm looking at now, the one with the abrams99@gmail.com. When I look into your account history, your class history, I see that you only have one class on there.
Yes.
One class, which is a pet photography class.
Yes. And it's,
okay.
I should have like 80 classes. So.
But now you only got one on that one. So let me check the other one.
Okay.
So let me sign out of this one. And then let me go back. All right, give me one moment.
Sure.
Now let me check the abrams9@cox.net and see how many classes do you have on that one.
Okay.
So I go to all users, then I put in your email address, then I go to search. Okay. Then I go to switch to. Now this class, you have 92.
That's correct.
You have 92.
So that's the one I want to keep.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. So the one that you have 92 on, this membership here does not expire until January the 1st of 2022. The one that I'm looking at now, this is the one with the abrams9@cox.net. So I'm going to cancel the abrams99@gmail.com, and then I put in it, and then I will put in a request for you to receive a prorated refund of $58.29.
That's fantastic.
Then, once you get your refund back, then we'll be able to merge these two accounts together, and then we will merge everything to the aabrams9@cox.net. Does that make sense, what I just said?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me cancel this agreement, because you're already in our system, which is a good thing. So I'm going to cancel the agreement. And then you're going to get a prorated refund. Okay, let me see. Okay. Now, $58.29 has been debited back to your account. Now, that'll be 3 to 5 days when you get that refund. Now, once you realize that you have gotten that refund, give us a call back. Let us know that you got these accounts that you want to merge together. Now, you can ask for me if you like, since I'm familiar with the situation. You can ask for me if you like. My name is Joe, and I can get it done for you. But now, anyone can get it done. Again, since I am familiar.
Yeah, but I like you, Joe. I really do. You solved my problem. It was really easy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So you can ask for me if you like. So give me one moment, and let me put notes on this account.
Okay.
In case you don't get me, the next person will be able to see what's going on.
What we're doing.
Yes.
Okay. That works for me. I like good customer service.
But thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. Let's see, customer. K. cancel this account because she has another. One as well. The other account. Can you even type the other account number is, and let me copy this here. Other account number is that. Once the customer receives her refund, she would like to merge these accounts together. Okay. Now, I got the notes for that. So again, it will be 3 to 5 days before you get that prorated refund of $58.29. And once you realize that you got that refund back, give us a call, and then we can merge these accounts together, okay?
Thank you, Joe. You have been a great help.
You're welcome. Now, and remember now, if you don't get me, when you call back, let them know that you want the AAbrams9@Cox.net to be your primary account.
Yes.
You don't want the AAbrams99@Gmail. You want the one at Cox.net, okay?
Yes, and I put those notes on my notes.
Yes, ma'am. So just write that down. That's the one that you need. You need the Cox at Cox.net. That's going to be your primary account, okay?
Very good.
All right, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can do for you?
Not a thing, Joe. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You have a great day. You stay safe and stay healthy, okay?
Same to you. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye now.